show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshits from nobody's. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, we're going to be talking about get your ass back to work. Enough's enough. Enough trying to use this pussy ass pandemic, and trust me, it is a pussy ass fucking virus. I had it. I wasn't even fucking hospitalized, and I have diabetes. I did suffer as a child with asthma, and I was able to stay home without needing a fucking ventilator. It's a fucking pussy ass virus. When I had double pneumonia that fucking knocked me the fuck out, that they had to put me in a fucking medically induced coma in order to have, like, I think I still have the fucking scars. They had to have a kind of a ventilator that took my blood, cleaned it, and put oxygen in it and pumped it back into me in a continuous loop for like 2 weeks to give my lungs a chance here. Now that was a fucking virus. You kids, you damn kids have it too fucking easy. Back in my day, we would get sick and be back to work the next day. God damn it, none of this fucking pussy fucking freaking stay-at-home order bullshit fucking quarantine faggotry. So we're going to be talking about that. But last week on Friday, I, under fucking duress, under fucking nagging from family, threatening to never speak to me or ever be able to be in the same room with me ever again, they're like, you have to get the vaccine. You have to get the fucking vaccine. Or we can never speak again. We can never be in the same room ever again. You almost died 3 times in the past 2 years. I'm like, almost. I made it. I kicked each and every one of its asses. Oh, you could have died from the COVID. I'm like, I'm not fucking 90 years old. You could kill your grandmother. Like, First of all, my grandmother's going to steal the piece of chicken off of Jesus' plate. That woman is not going to die. She has too much evil in her heart. Only the good die young. That woman will outlive you. Shut up. That woman got that Puerto Rican mountain woman strength. She'll fight a motherfucker or two still. Still worried about her dying. My balls, you're worried about her dying. I gotta get this fucking ass fucking poison in my fucking vein. I'd rather drink Pepsi. Now that's some poison I can get behind. Some Diet Pepsi. Delicious, refreshing Diet Pepsi. Delicious murder in a fucking can. Nice. Anyways, no, but back to this. Like, so I had to go get the fucking vaccine. My second dose. So I was already annoyed because I really didn't want to get the stupid vaccine because of everything I've heard about it. You know, fucking motherfuckers were catching fucking strokes and losing their left nut and shit like that. And you know, so again, you know, just went because of my family. I'll admit. I was being a dick. As soon as I got there, I was a dick. I was a complete dick. And utter stupendous. Like, my dickery was it was delicious. It was al dente, my dickness. I will admit, this is me. If it's anything, I am always fucking 100 with you guys that watch this. Like, comment, feel free, comment, like, you know, I love audience participation, fucking, even if you fucking thumbs down my shit, like, the 60 that thumbs down me going after that neo-Nazi motherfucker, like, suck my dick, each and every last one of you, but thank you for thumbs downing it, actually, you know, showing that you watch my shit, so, thank you, but anyways, I was a stupendous fucking my dickness was the most prolific dickness ever. So, have I beat that joke to death already? Yes, I have. Okay. So, you know, I was like, is this vaccine going to turn me into a gay frog? I better remain identifying as a cisgendered male. I was really trying to get myself kicked out. I was really trying to get knocked out. Like, really. Like, I even saw how annoyed some of the workers were getting with my bullshit. With my fucking bullshit. They weren't like, yeah, okay, great. Yeah. I'm getting to you, motherfucker. Like, I even said, no, I've been listening to Alex Jones, and he says this shit is poison. It's turning motherfuckers into fucking Mexicans. I was a prolific dick. I'm telling you, I really didn't want to be there. You know, I did it because I love my family like some fagatui. After this, I told my mom, I'm never doing that shit again. I don't care if it turns people into fucking zombies. I'm not doing it. I'll just eat brain. No homo. So, anyways. So I get the damn vaccine that hopefully does not kill me in 6 months. You know, put a timer somewhere. I don't know how to do that. You know, hopefully that doesn't kill me in 6 months. But there's this thing where they make you or try to make you wait for 15 fucking minutes so they could observe you, which is the fucking which begs the question: if the fucking vaccine is so goddamn safe, why do I have to sit and have you watch me like I'm a fucking toddler? Fuck you. So why do they make me have to wait 60 minutes? If you have a bad enough reaction. Oops, hold on. Already? Wow. Oh, okay. Alright, got a call. Alright.
Call from.
Hello.
accept, okay. Press 1. To send a voicemail,
fuck
press
it. 2. Yes? All right. All right. Okay, you're on the air, stupid.
Yes?
Okay.
I know I'm on the air.
Okay. All right. Fucking lower the goddamn thing in the background, goddammit. If you're going to fucking prank, at least do it right. Have some goddamn class. I know I'm on the air. Motherfucker.
There's a delay going on here.
Daniela, is this you? Yeah.
What's up, fucker?
Oh, I thought you never wanted to speak to me again.
I don't. I think you're completely ignorant and rude.
Okay, well then why are you calling? See? You didn't learn your lesson? You didn't learn your goddamn lesson?
Quit taking the Lord's name in vain, would ya?
Shut up with the bullshit now, please. You didn't learn your lesson the last time. All right, we'll see what I do. So, anyways, back to the show. She'll learn her lesson. That's okay. So, anyways, basically, so they try to make me sit there. They try to sell me this bullshit, this goddamn bullshit. There you go. Take the Lord's name in vain. Suck my dick. You're not even a good Christian yourself. So, in fact, maybe I'd like you better if you did suck my dick. So, coño. I swear. I like this song. But...
Call from Daniela Crimble. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2. To accept, press 1.
Ay, coñazo.
To send a voicemail, press 2.
What?
Suck your dick.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways. Suck your dick. So anyways. So the nurse in the place tries to go, it's by state law, you have to wait 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay, when I got my first dose, coño. All right.
Call from Daniela Crandall. To accept, press.
I will put your number out there. I'll put your number out there.
I'll put your address out there.
I'll put your address out there.
I'll put your address out. You don't know my address.
Yes, I do. So,
What is it?
Don't worry about it. So, anyway.
You don't know it.
And plus, I don't live there no more. I moved.
I'm going to say it right now.
So, anyways. Okay. So anyways. So the nurse goes, oh, by state law you have to stay here. And I'm like, do you have any armed guards? And I'm like, no. So anyways. Alright. These walls. So okay, I know what to do. So, I go, all right, well, then no armed guards. All right, so fuck this. There were no cops there. So I just left. I just walked out. I was walking past the security guard. The security guard goes, hey, where's your paper? I need the paper. I'm like, so I gave him whatever the fucking receipt or whatever they gave. I said, here, happy birthday. And I kept walking. He's like, wait, you got to stop. Like, so I just kept walking down the street. Kept walking down the fucking street, and he actually put his fucking hands on me. So, okay. So they kept walking down the street. I kept walking down the street. He fucking grabs me, and I'm like, who the fuck? He actually tried to, this fucking security guard who I take shits thicker than, tried to fucking detain me. And I'm like, who the fuck do you? I was so fucking pissed off. Like, you telling me I needed to show him something. I gave him whatever papers were in my hand, put it in his hand. I was like, happy birthday, and just kept walking. This son of a bitch followed me, fucking tried to fucking block down the fucking block, and actually grabbed onto me like he was trying to detain me. And I just kept walking with him on my arm like he was escorting me. But I was just getting more and more pissed off. And I'm like, I'm not going to, you're not going to fucking detain me. And I was looking, I'm like, look, am I white? No? Okay, so guess what type of lives don't have to matter to me? So you could guess from there. Please extrapolate from there. God damn it. So that's going to be my new word. That's going to be the word of the day. Like, honestly, I've never told so many people to suck my dick in various ways in my life, and I'm from Brooklyn. Like, I was like, suck my dick, suck this dick, suck a dick, suck it, suck a dick. Like, I was like every variation of suck a dick. I just kept walking, and like, I was waiting for us to turn the corner so I could fucking unleash hell without there being any witnesses. So there we go. Oh man, she's asking for it. So goodness, she, like, honestly, it's nice that people are in love with me. And thinking about me, I live in rent free in their heads. It's nice. It's a nice thought. So I didn't even stick my dick in crazy. So, anyways, hopefully I'll be able to start the show. So, okay, let me. There we go. And now we got to do this. Oh. There we go. And you know what? Boom. And that's what happens. And that's what I do to you now. So we're no longer going to be getting any interruptions. So yeah. So I mean, it just pisses me off how this pandemic has gotten people to think that they could control others. Where's your fucking badge? What the fuck authority do you fucking have? You have none. No fucking authority whatsoever. So, it's like, you know, you're gonna wear a mask. I'm gonna cry. Like, honestly, you know, motherfuckers feel like they could, like, strong arm you. And honestly, the point is like, you gotta fight. You gotta fucking push past it and just don't. Just don't deal with it. So, anyways, let's move on to the next topic here. Reason with that. That was my testimony. So, but I'm still fucking steaming over that shit. Like, who the fuck are you to be grabbing on me, acting as if I was fucking stealing something, acting as if I fucking knocked over an old lady or some shit. It's like, honestly, like, get a fucking life. So, damn it. So, anyways, oh man, just hate it when cunts have to like call and harass and like, honestly, like, get a man, Jesus. I mean, there's like a bunch of men that are fucking simps that are easily controllable. Like, get one of them and do that Jesus shit. Well, your fake Jesus shit. I'm a. Anyways, let's not talk about her. So anyways, yeah. Get your ass back to work. you have these fucking people. I mean, look, everywhere in New York City, especially in New York City, there are all these help wanted signs. Hell, at my job, there is plenty of openings. Plenty. To the point where I'm doing 50 hours a week because I have to help cover all these. I'm getting burnt the fuck out. I mean, yeah, the check is looking nice and fucking figgity fat, but it's, you know, you gotta, it just, you know, it's getting burnt out. And honestly, especially with this Biden economy, this Biden tax thing, I'm being punished for being responsible. I'm being punished for actually going out and working instead of fucking collecting unemployment or SSI like some fucking loser. Like some brain dead loser. Like, honestly, it's it fucking amazes me. Like, there's all this work. There's money. You're leaving money on the table so that way you could sit on your ass and act like you're the fucking saint of Oneida or some shit. Like, and do being a do-nothing motherfucker. And honestly, I like, this $600 a week unemployment people are getting, I'm getting paid more than that. Even without all the overtime I'm doing, I'm getting paid more than that. Like, in fact, hold on, let me, there's this article that came out, NPR, let me share the screen, all right, we got this. For many, 600 jobless benefit makes it hard to return to work, says what do you mean? Preschool teachers, let me just play this here. Fuck it.
Tens of millions of people are out of work because of the coronavirus, but if they apply for unemployment, they get $600 a week, which is more than some were making in their previous jobs.
And you know what? Find a better job. You know what? There's so many motherfucking jobs out there now. I freaking walk past tons of businesses that are like, hell, I when I posted my resume on Indeed.com, I was getting offers of more than minimum wage. It's fucking crazy how many people are looking for work and are willing to pay. They're like, come back to work. Come to work. Here's the money. Like, honestly, at this point, if you're, I'm going to stay home and just earn $600 and just sit on my ass and do not, like, eat a dick.
That was a deliberate effort by Congress to cushion the economic fallout from the pandemic.
No, and you know what? It takes the incentive out of people. It takes the will to work out of people. I think that was a big mistake. And honestly, and guess who's going to be paying for it? You think that's actually, that money just came out of nowhere? Who's going to have to pay that back? I mean, there's this talk of all this inflation that's going to happen because of all this stimulus money. Like, who prints that money? As a lot of you may know, it's the Federal Reserve that is not a real government agency. They just contract with the United States to print our money. But they set the interest rates because every dollar that they print, it has debt already attached to it because they charge the government each dollar a certain amount of money for us to pay back. That's where most of our tax dollars go, is to pay off the loan shark, the Federal Reserve, which is about as FedEx as FedEx, Federal Express. Remember when FedEx was called Federal Express and then they shortened it just to be cool? So, but yeah, it has debt attached to it. So that free money, that $1,400, that $600 a week that we got, or that some people got from unemployment or continuing getting, we're going to have to pay that back. Which means all you do-nothing motherfuckers that are sitting home, sitting on your ass, collecting your little checky check for doing absolutely jack shit, you're fucking us all. Right in the anus. You're fucking us all right in the anus. So, oh crap, there she goes. So, we're going to have to pay this back. That's what it is. Okay, back to this.
But now those benefits are getting a second look. Here's NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley.
Preschool teacher Lainey Morris has been out of work for more than 2 months, but the Portland, Oregon Child Care Center where she worked is thinking about reopening. Morris is dreading it, as much as she loves the infants and toddlers she used to care for.
They always have snotty faces. It's just one cold after another. That's just the name of the game in daycare. And it feels just...
Yeah, kids are fucking gross. Get over it. Jesus, wear a fucking outbreak suit. Stop, quit being a bitch. Go back to work. God.
To like an epicenter for spreading disease, and it feels really scary to go back to that.
Preschool teachers don't make a lot of money. Thanks to the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits the federal government's been offering during the pandemic, Morris is actually making more now than she did on the job. She'd hate to give that up if she and her fellow preschool teachers are called back to work.
It's terrible to say, but we're all doing better now. It's hard to think about going back to work in this pandemic and getting paid less than we are right now, where we're safe and at home and in quarantine.
Avery Adams of Gravel Switch.
That's not necessarily true. Just find another job. There's so many jobs out there. Getting paid less. I mean, honestly, I'm getting tired of that being used as a fucking, excuse here. You know, as, oh, you're going to get paid less. You're paid less. I'm like, shut up. Then look for another job. Then fucking go out there and search. It's not that hard. It really is not that hard. Like, get a fucking life. And time out. But so anyways, that's enough of that bullshit from her. I just love how people are just obsessed. Goodness. So
Kentucky's in no hurry to go back to work either. The Cracker Barrel restaurant where he worked has...
Hey, that's white person barrel. Stop being racist.
...worked has just started offering limited indoor dining again after weeks of takeout-only service. Adams is worried, though, too many people are still getting sick.
I don't feel like it's over yet. I would wait to see as things...
Stop being a bitch. Stop being a bitch.
To see as things reopen if the caseload increases again.
For now, Adams has decided to stay home, mostly out of concern for the four elderly relatives he lives with. But the extra $600 a week in unemployment he's receiving did factor into his decision.
I would say it has to some extent. It still really needs to be more about my family members, but it's been very generous having the CARES Act.
Some business owners complain that generous unemployment benefits are making it harder for them to find workers. Rachel Davis runs a consignment shop in Warrensburg, Missouri. Since reopening this month, she's been buying hand sanitizer by the gallon. Disinfectant is my new fragrance, she jokes. She's limiting traffic in the store to three customers at a time, and everyone who comes in must wear a mask.
Customers have thanked us for that. And my sales are actually up since we reopened.
Davis also gave her part-time.
I mean, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, there's like companies like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates. Those delivery guys, like the gig workers, they're caking it up. That's the thing. There's money to be made more than this fucking measly $600. I get paid more than $600 a week, and even more when I do overtime. Like, I'm getting paid at least $700 a week without overtime. And when I do overtime, I'm freaking almost taking home almost $1,400 each week. And that's because I'm doing stupid amounts of overtime. And that's after fucking Uncle O'Biden gets his fucking cut. So, back to this here, me.
Employees a modest raise, but the $10 to $11 an hour they make is far less than they were collecting on unemployment. One of her four workers has not come back.
I know I shouldn't take it personally that she's doing what she feels is in her best interest.
Yeah, being a fucking lazy leech. That the chickens are going to come home to roost. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to keep fucking repeating. They're going to come back to roost. We're going to have to pay that money back. Like, the trillions of dollars have been added to the national debt. We're going to have to pay that back. Who we're going to have to pay that back to? Is it China? Is it another country we have to pay back in order to have enough money to pay off the international loan shark? I mean, why do you think that Doge is going up, Bitcoin is going up, all these other cryptocurrencies are going up? Because they're about as real as the dollar. I mean, it's all a cryptocurrency. I mean, I don't trust these cryptocurrencies myself. I'm kind of weirded out by them. I would rather get something physical like silver or gold coins. I mean, I'm gonna start investing in silver coins because they're easier to get and they'll protect the value of your money. In fact, they'll go up in value, the lower the price, the lower the worth of the dollar goes down, and it goes down more and more by the more money it prints. That's called inflation or hyperinflation. So we got no one cares. Anyways, goodness. If no one cares what I'm saying, how come I got people listening right now? You're still listening. You care what I say. Apparently, you cared enough to call in over and over and over again. Oh, okay. Well, hey, I'm on your TV. So, hi, hater. So, Still watching. So, by the way, let me like everyone's like, oh, you got no viewers. All right, the last show, like a lot of my shows, people watch after the live, because this gets archived. Unless you don't know what archive is. So, anyways. So.
But as an employer, it actually kind of hurts.
Economists at the University of Chicago estimate more than two-thirds of the workers on unemployment are making more in jobless benefits than they did at work.
You know what? But again, I'm making more now. If you think, like, honestly, if people actually tried to find the job and try to get something or negotiate, because that's what I did. I negotiated my salary. I negotiated. I said, look, this is how much I need. This is my experience. This is what I bring to the table. Bing, bang, boom. Oh, deal? Boom. But you're adding pussiness with laziness. And when you put lazy plus pussy, is you get a whole motherfucking disaster. So so anyways, if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. I love your weird calls. If you're gonna call, at least stay on topic. So
benefits than they did at work. In some cases, 2 to 3 times as much. That's a stark reminder of just how low the pay is in many hard hit industries. When millions of low wage workers
then move to another industry. Like, first of all, you're not gonna make a lot of money in sales. Or in a sales business, or especially in a small business. You're not. You're just not. That's for teenagers. If you're a grown-ass adult working at, like, a McDonald's or a fucking Sears or JCPenney or Macy's or any of those. First of all, those are seasonal fucking, for the most part, seasonal jobs or after-school jobs or, you know, kids that just graduated from college and shit. If you're a fucking my age, unless you're a goddamn manager or a supervisor or whatever, or, you know, you're the supervisor of fucking loss prevention, kill yourself immediately. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Kill yourself. Burn in hell. So, there we go.
Millions of low-wage workers were suddenly forced to stop working to protect public health.
And if you don't want to kill yourself, here's an idea. Fucking find a better... Stop complaining and find a fucking job. See, this is the problem in my old job. People were complaining. It sucks here. This pay sucks. All right. I agree with you. I took action. I looked for a job. I got my resume together. Bing, bang, boom. Went on a whole bunch of job interviews. I did what I had to do. Oh, I'm hired? Okay, this is how much I need to get paid. Deal? Boom. When do I start? Boom. Simple as that. Oh, you need me to do overtime, boss? I got you. Oh, how much? Oh, 60 hours this week? Damn. All right. But you're gonna give me time off once everything is calmed down? Bet. Okay. All right. And I'm getting paid overtime. Boom. I mean, it's not that hard. It's just people, a lot of people apparently lack the fucking gumption. lack the hustle. And that's the thing. I mean, even though these guys that sell the fucking their CDs at Times Square, which, oh man, I told one, I was hanging out with my dad the other day. Got him. I actually got him his Father's Day present early. Got him the Puerto Rican jersey. I think I wore it at one show because I bought one for myself with our last name on the back. Team Puerto Rican baseball jersey. So anyways, nah, like, these guys, man, they're fucking annoying. But you gotta respect their hustle. They're annoying. They're pains in the asses. Let them catch a fuck. You know, I told one of them, do I look like a fucking tourist to you? Like, shit. Like, catch the tourist with that bullshit. No, I don't know who you are. I don't want an autographed fucking CD that I'm not gonna listen. I don't listen to rap. I just love how they, and then they promise, oh, I got some rock on there, I got some metal on there, I got this there, I got some, I told this one guy, I like a boy band pop music, do you got some of that? Yeah, I got some of that. I like music that talks about sucking dicks through a glory hole. Do you got that on that CD? If it does, I'll buy it right now. Yeah, suck all the dicks. I was like, ew, and I walked away. He's like, fuck you. Just, oh, man. Damn. She back again? Shit. Damn, she tried way too hard. Oh, my God. So. And okay. And all right. And yep. And all right. And she's not my girl. Jesus Christ. Stop it. And time out. Put you on timeout. All right. I reserve the right to take away someone's freedom of speech. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, no, stop. You're not. Just stop. All right. So, next one. GOP governors and COVID unemployment benefits to make. All right. Let me see. No, Donna. Stop it, Donna. Stop it. Oh, goodness. The women in my life are nuts. And the ones that I don't want in my life are nuts. See what I do. See what I got planned. All right, so anyways. They choose today to harass the Louis B with their bullshit. They want the D. This is not a prank show. I'm doing actual news. I'm doing hot dude shit. So anyways, yeah. So here, next article. GOP governors and COVID unemployment benefits end COVID unemployment benefits to make people go back to work. Republican state leaders and once again in the business of giving up free money. As of last week, dozens GOP-controlled legislatures have declined the free federal funds in the American Rescue Plan designed to further entice holdout states to accept Medicaid expansion, while this refusal to provide health insurance to individuals making less than, you know what? Go to work. We need Medicare for all. This is the thing. I mean, if they could come up, Democrats, progressives, how's about you come up with a plan that does not kill the hustle, that does not kill someone's initiative to go out and make money? And how's about you come up with a plan that does not punish people for working, for actually trying to be fucking, what you call it, responsible? You know, someone that doesn't fucking, like, look, I don't think I freaking spoke about this on the show. A couple months ago, my God, holy shit-a-roni. So, anyways, something that does not punish people for actually working, something that doesn't really just destroy someone's like, doesn't punish somebody, like, doesn't, like, you know, I mean, because honestly, they take $300 a week out of my paycheck. They kill me with taxes. Like, they see me, they're like, oh my God, thank you. Here, I gotta pay this guy to take money out of you so I could pay this guy to sit on his ass. You know how fucking annoying that is? But anyways, yeah. So anyways, I haven't spoke about this on the show, but about 3 months ago, back in February, so 4 months ago, I had a stroke. I had a, you know, I had a minor stroke. I was out of work for a month. I got myself together. I fought like hell to get myself back and went back to work. And there are no excuses. That's when it comes down to it. There are absolutely zero excuses anyone can say to be like, oh, well, you know, I want to go back to work. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's like, all right. Yep. All right. So there are absolutely no excuses. Being afraid of some fucking virus that is 99.95, whatever, it's up there, survival rate. All right, you're worried about giving it to your family? Then, hey, those vulnerable, they quarantine. Call them on the phone. See how they're doing. All right. You know, the technology is out there. So, you know, but to use that as an excuse to sit on your ass and not be productive, I would say it's un-American. I think, you know, I think it's safe to say it's un-American. So, I wonder if I if I block them, does that mean I will not get, I will get less thumbs down? Let's find out. So, it, all right. He's just, yeah. All right. And gone. Very good. It, how long have I been going on before? Yeah. Oh, very good. It's, no, I mean, when you lose your incentive to work and you're not productive, like, we tend to call people like that leeches. A leech is a parasite. It adds nothing. It destroys the host. Well, when you have millions of leeches not doing anything, not providing anything for society, not benefiting society, but just sucking, and not doing anything, how long you think we can have a country? How long can we do that? I mean, I know, whoa, anarchy. Well, you know what? You still have to work under anarchy. whatever system of government or what or not, you need to work, because if under anarchy, there sure as hell ain't gonna be no unemployment. If you don't work, you don't eat. Socialism, if you don't work, you get shot and thrown in the gulags and forced to work. So either way, you're gonna have to work. Capitalism, if you want to be anything, you wanna have something to call your own, you have to work. At least under capitalism, you could build something and benefit and benefit from the fruits of your own labor. You're going to have to work no matter what. I would say anyone that is taking unemployment because they're scared of a fucking virus and not actually fucking mentally ill or have some craniac's disease or something like that. I mean, how are there fucking people that are fucking blind that fucking work office jobs for fuck's sake? Honestly, there are people that have Down syndrome that run businesses for fuck's sake. In fact, hold on. Here we go. That's it. Me. Okay, let's share the link. I mean, let's share my video. Oh, wait. There we go, we do one of these.
First, I am a restaurant owner in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a restaurant called Tim's Place. Having Down syndrome is the best thing ever. We are a gift to the world. We are more like than different. Tim's Place is so special because I give out those awesome free hugs. They are the best.
Growing up with Tim, I didn't really notice a difference until I was older. You know, Tim was just a normal, everyday brother to me. There was no difference. And I think that helped him kind of grow and become what he is today.
I made so many friends in high school. They all loved me back. They crowned me homecoming king in my senior year. Homecoming King is the best. And I went to college in Eastern New Mexico University of Roswell. I studied food service, restaurant hosting, and office skills.
I feel like he's really kind of influenced how a lot of us live, us and the family. Just his spirit and his attitude towards just people. You know, he's given dozens of hugs already today. I heard him say he's at 60 hugs.
I have an amazing life. I've been competing in Special Olympics for over 15 years now. I compete in basketball, hockey, volleyball, track and field, golf, and bowling.
I mean, come on. If this guy could do all that and run a business, the fuck are you doing sitting on your fat... Just... Wow, that word just comes out of me. That's way too easily. Coming out of your face. Oh, my goodness. So... How the fuck? So, how can, like, what excuse do you have? What excuse do you have? And, okay, goodbye. And okay, time out. God damn. All right. So, oh my goodness. Oh, for 300 seconds? Oh, wait. How'd use it on this channel? Ah, there we go. User's messages will be hidden. Goodbye. So anyways, yeah. God, She really just misses me. She just misses me. I don't know why she misses me. We never dated. Oh, goodness. That must be how good I am. Holy crap. So anyways. At the end of the day, there's really no fucking excuse. I work hard. And guess what? I'm doing better. Yeah, I live in a studio now, but I'll be moving to a two-bedroom apartment soon. And that's because I've busted my ass. Be humble, be humble. It takes to be humble to eat shit. And then in order to be proud of your fucking accomplishments. And even still, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. Okay, fine. Because there's always better. There's always better. There's always the next level. There's always improving. But you can't improve. You can't, you know, you can't be a productive member of society. What does that mean to be a productive member of society? It means... You know, it means, you know, look, I could have been down and out when I fucked my knee up. I could have been sitting home doing nothing. No, I rehabbed my shit. I got back to work. I continue working. I kept building and building and building, trying to find better. There's something to that, to being hungry. But again, being a productive member of society, when Republicans say that, what do they mean? They mean someone that is working, that is producing, that is actually adding value to the community, to the country. I mean, someone that is paying into the system. You have, you know, imagine if all these people were working, actually working, the wages will go up. The wages will go up because if people start demanding better, the market will be like, well, wow, we have to give them better. And if you want to be marketable, you have to get skills. And even still, even in an anarchist society, you need skills. You're not going to be like, well, I don't got no, no type of, I don't know how to do nothing. Pay me money to do dumb shit. Like, no one's going to do that. No one's going to do that shit. So, anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to, everyone that's also listening on... everyone that's listening on Twitch, on Periscope, on DLive, on Trovio, love you guys all and also of course on YouTube, and I'd like to thank that retard for calling. She was entertaining. Duh. So, anyways, honestly, should I end this show? I got nothing else to say. I think I made my point. This is good. Get your ass back to work and be a productive member of society. Stop being a leecher. You're going to kill this country. You're killing this country. Fucking help me pay some bills. help me pay some taxes so that way they don't take all this taxes from me because, you know, it evens out. Damn. Killing me. They're killing me with taxes. And then I end up having to pay more taxes at the end of the year. God dog it. Dag nab it. So, gonna end the show. I'm gonna play a song and then, yeah. But if you guys want to support the show, please use my link to shop on Amazon. The prices stay the same. I just get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/Louis B. That's tinyurl.com/Louis B. And you will be, it'll take you to Amazon. You shop on Amazon. I use Amazon all the time. In fact, what did I get from? Got this black tie from Amazon. Also got some pomade. Because apparently none of these motherfucking stores sell anything I need anymore. That's another thing. That's another thing that I guess kind of relates to this. Every time I go to a fucking store because I need something specific. Oh, we don't sell it here anymore. You got to go online. I'm like, all right, fine. I go online. It's fucking ridiculously priced. I go on Amazon. Oh, okay, that's reasonable. Like, Amazon is kicking your asses. Like, I mean, at least have it in the motherfucking store so that way they could fight against the Prime. Because sometimes I just want to go pick something up and get it home right now.
No, you got to go online and shit.
Then fuck it. I just go on fucking Amazon, get it in there, and wait 24 hours. Fuck it. Just, ugh. God, just annoying. Just fucking annoying. So anyways, that's tinyurl.com/Louis B. So I'm going to end the show by playing the song and see you guys next week. This is, what should I, wrong folder, stupid, so, fuck it, this is Someday Static. Oh, no, let me play some more My Beloved Tragedy. This is When Will She Die, It Die. We'll be right back.
my side. I put her hair back so I can take a nose eyes. Woo! Every day I dress for a funeral. It's gonna kill me to let her go. Despite my discontent and selfishness, I want you to know that she's the only love I know. Go! Forward to the night just before. She said she'd leave this in search of something more. But now I wanted her here to stay.
But she heard not a word, and she had nothing to say.
Every day I dress for funerals.